defense, still strong, probably. Down to Gintler, and tries to get deflected, but picked back up by Harbor Beach. Kraft, three at the top. Hey-o! Another three for the Pirates. And that is the seventh point of the quarter for Kraft. It's now 25-15, 4 minutes left in the second. Drake drives in. This one's deflected. Lifebrand goes in for the rebound. He gets it and puts it back up for two. The lead now cut down to eight. Lifebrand coming to life. He has 6 points in the second quarter here. 25-17, Harbor Beach. Crap. Top of the D. Still a strong zone by Ubley. Flasky on the right side. Back up to the elbow to Seaman. He drives in for the runner. And he has some quick moves, I must say. And this one's up and good. 4 points in the quarter for Seaman, 27-17.
What's making that happen is that Aaron Gintler is going below the zone right now.
And he just got the steal as well. Passes in 10 for Lifebrand. Kraft tries to save it. He does in the Gintler, and it's tipped out of bounds by, let's see, number 52, they say, Josh White. Tipped it for Ubley, and it's going to be Harbor Beach ball underneath their own basket on the right side of your radio. 3:23 left in the second, 27-17. 10-point lead for Harbor Beach into Hanson, top of the key. Sets it up. Still that 3-2 zone. Joshua in the side, or the center. Lifebrand on the side. This one, no good. And rebound by Josh White. Here comes the Bearcat. Sweeney, point guard. 3 minutes left in the half. Bearcats trail by 10. Being guarded. Here's a pick by Josh White. Here's a switch and the switch back. And over to Austin Drake. Lifebrand in the corner. He takes the three. This one, blue. That, hey-o! That was a smooth shot right there. You leave him a bit open, it's going in. It's now 27-20 after a three by Ubley's Lifebrand. Hanson has it, top of the key, dribbling around, 2:40 left. He penetrates from the right elbow, picks it up by Kraft. He brings it back out. Gintler in the corner, trying to feed Flasky. Nothing there. Hanson at the extended elbow. Gintler back in the corner on the right side. And the Seaman being guarded by White, double team, and leaves Gintler wide open. A nice switch into Seaman back at the post. He goes in for the left-hander on the right side, and this one through. Seaman favoring the left hand, and it's doing some good. It's now 29-20, Harbor Beach.
Ubley has switched into man-to-man on that last possession.
And here comes Sweeney, passes into Josh White, tries, but he loses it when he puts it down to the court. And a jump ball, a little scuffle there. And this one's going to be Harbor Beach ball because of the possession arrow, 2:04. Left in the first half, 29-20. Harbor Beach over Ubley. And like you said, Ubley trying to switch up defenses here a little bit.
Well, they don't know what to do with Aaron Gintler down below. Aaron Gintler is arguably a very good athlete, and you just can't let him go. And what that's doing is it's opening up the middle for Seaman, and it's also opening up the wings for your sharpshooters.
Well, Ubley has 2 6-foot-6 men down at the bottom of the post right now on defense, as Gintler has it on the right side up to Slapsy over to Hanson on the left side. Andy Kraft at the elbow. He drives in, takes the 10-footer. This one's through. And 2 more points for Kraft. He is approaching 20 points right now. It's now 31-20. Harbor Beach over Ubley. Minute and a half left in the first half. Lifebrand doing the duties, being guarded by Gintler. About a 6-inch size difference between that as the Sweeney. And Lifebrand from the left corner. Hey-o! That's a three. Yet another shot in the arm. Marshall Lifebrand, 2 threes in a row. It's now 31-23. Harbor Beach still lead. Kraft over to Glassy on the right wing. Picked by Seaman. Seaman in the corner. Guard by White. Tries to dribble in. Nothing there. Glassy tries to dribble in. Seaman left over at the three. He takes this three. This one's short by about a foot. Hits the head of the rim. Lifebrand gets it in. Foul on Seaman. So, headed to the line, Marshall Lifebrand. For one shot and possibly a bonus, this foul is on Seaman, his second of the game, and the team's eight. Substitution coming in for Ubley, number 32, Gabe Messing, and number 2, Brandon Oswald for Harbor Beach. Oswald's replacing Seaman, who has 2 fouls, and Messing for Ubley replacing number 20, Brian White. So Lifebrand at the line, shooting one. This one's through. He has a second coming. Probably in the bonus. Harbor Beach has 8 fouls. 56 seconds left in the first half. The lead now only 7 for Harbor Beach, as Marshall Lifebrand has a second free throw up and away and good. So the lead is only 6 now. Here come the Bearcats. Kraft top of the key. 50 seconds left. Playing up the offense. Ubley has now switched into a man-to-man coverage. Kraft being covered by Sweeney. Ubley wanted to foul, nothing going there, though. Kraft still top of the key, trying to keep that 6 feet so the clock doesn't continue. And there's a foul. This one is on 1-0. That's number 10. Nick Sweeney, his first of the game on Ubley. Team's fourth. And it's going to be Harvey's ball underneath their own hoop. Kraft on the near side. And looks like the officials want it on the side. And that's where they're going to get it. Kraft on the far side, basically at the free throw line extended. Passes this one in, almost intercepted by Leifrand, who tried to get it into Ginther. Crosses the timeline. 30 seconds left, first half. 31-25, Harbor Beach lead. Leifrand on Ginther. Over to Hansen. Over to Kraft, left side. Guarded by Sweeney. He dribbles back out. Over to Klasky on the left side. 15 seconds left at the half. Klasky unguarded, top of the key. 12, 11, 10. Messing, giving about 10 feet, going for the last shot. Harbor Beach leads by 6. Over to Ginther in the corner. And Hansen at the free throw line, trying to get 2 seconds left. He puts up the jam shot. No good. And rebound, Ubley. That's the end of the first half. Dave Messing holds in the rebound to secure the end of the half. At halftime, Harbor Beach leads by 6. It's Harbor Beach 31, Ubley 25. We'll be back in about 3-4 minutes to discuss the first half and success. Stay tuned to WLEW.
Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them at dnmcabinet.com. D&M Cabinets would also like to wish the Ubley Bearcats good luck in their game against the Harbor Beach Pirates. Go Bearcats!
Hey farmers, got liquid manure to haul? Why buy equipment when you can have Gettner Dirty LLC haul your liquid manure for less? They can do the close haul with tractor tankers and the long hauls with semi-tankers. They can also load and haul your solids. Give Gettner Dirty LLC a call at 551-1487. And for all your excavation needs, give Gettner Excavating LLC of Ruth a call. Ray and Martin Gettner has over 55 years combined experience. Gettner done right the first time. That's Gettner Dirty LLC or Gettner Excavating LLC of Roof. Give them a call, 864-5549 or 551-1487.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
For all your accounting needs, call Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. She has extensive experience with QuickBooks and Peachtree accounting programs and can help you get the most out of your accounting program. If you need financial statements, payroll, or have tax issues, she can help too. Visit her office at 2201 Main Street, Ubley from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Lori is also available to come to your place of business for an evaluation of your current accounting system. Just give Lori Messing a call at 989-658-8525. Good luck to the Ubley Bearcats from Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley.
Fitness is the fun way to shed extra pounds. Tone up and beat winter blues with an Ubley Family Fitness Center membership. Beside cardio and strength machines, facilities include an infrared sauna for weight loss and therapeutic healing, and a Wii Fit for kids. Diana Tanton's Get Results Body Training classes are now available too. For class details and Ubley Family Fitness Center membership information, visit UbleyFamilyFitness.com. Memberships available between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday at the Lori Messing CPA office next door. For information, call 658-8510. That's 658-8510.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your...